Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of excitement in Seattle last night as the Mariners had their boy in Cal Raleigh, the big dumper. I think what's really fun about this is Aaron Judge hit two home runs in the Yankee game, 50 and 51, and Cal was like, yeah, dude, hold my beer. Hold my beer. Did you see Cal Raleigh's 59th home run?
No.
That BZ went to the upper deck in right field.
Bomb.
Upper deck in right field.
An upper decker for the dumper?
The dumper hit an upper decker. It was a thing of beauty. He's got this really cool swing, and I think this is probably why, like, his average numbers are kind of down, why he's not some, you know, great average hitting. Like, that's the argument with Judge, and I don't know if we really need to get into MVP stuff. We can if you want. But that's what's
I'm
really,
not going to give you that.
That's what's really cool about Judge is Judge's swing is kind of built for all of it. And a lot of his, you know, doubles and line drive singles are him just oomphing that so-me out to the outfield to where Cal has got a very launch angle dependent home run swing. So when he hits bombs, those things are bombs. And that's like from an entertainment standpoint, that's really fun to watch.
That's the McGuire, Pujols, Schwarber.
Schwarbs is so much like this.
Schwarbs has got that upper, honestly, Griffey.
Mm-hmm.
Griffey had the uppercut.
Like Trout used to be a little bit that way. Trout was one of the first guys that really leaned into the launch angle sabermetric.
The lean back in the stance, mm-hmm. like where you had guys like McGuire and Pujols. So those are the guys, you know, the big home run hitters for the Cardinals that I loved. Those guys did the big leg kick, but also dip the back shoulder down a ton. Mm-hmm. Where Trout
and Tommy was the big drop down too for Cleveland.
And like there's just something it's almost romantic. Don't get me wrong. When you get the exit velo where it's touching like 120, when you get I think the highest this year was 119 or something like that. Was that right? I want to pull that.
I'm
up.
I'm not sure what the highest velo is.
MLB. What is it? MLB Savant. Yeah. I love that they call their analytics the Savant.
Well, it's baseball, man. It's classy.
It's mean. Yeah, it's like classy. Savant. Let's see.
Dumper goes 60. He joins Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, and Aaron Judge with the only guys to hit 60 in the American League.
A catcher hitting 60 is
Ruth.
Still...
Ruth in 27. Maris 61 in 61. That's the easiest one to remember. And Judge 62 in 22. Those are all real easy to remember. And Cal Raleigh 60 in 25 with four games to go. There's a lot of genuinity. Is that a word? Can I say that?
Genuineness?
Genuinity?
Holy crap. They broke 120 this year.
Who did that?
Take a wild...
I'm going with Kyle Schwarber.
It's not him. It's not who you think it is, but it's who you think it is.
Is it Shohei Ohtani?
No. You're on the right path of a large human. He's hits for power, but hasn't ascended.
Josh Bell?
O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, O'Neill Cruz. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
The 122.9. It was earlier in the season.
Yes.
I remember that because it was a delayed point. Watching the moon bomb is super fun, but when somebody hits a ball that hard on a line drive... Mm-hmm. It is something else to behold.
Yeah, I think there's something really cool about Cal Raleigh and the way he's handled all this. There's a lot of almost cheeky genuineness to him. If you watch him when he hits number 60, he's got a little grin on his face after he rounds first. Like, he's looking out to right field going, oh my God, I can't believe I hit 60 home runs. And that, I think, when you can see baseball players, like any athlete really in any sport, see them really show genuine emotion.
Live in the moment
and not like, I'm serious and I'm focused in it the whole time, or LFG from Tom Brady sort of thing. And you can see a guy kind of, it's almost like breaking the fourth wall, you know, behind the scenes camera. That's really fun. And
the appreciation for what you've done and what you're doing in that moment.
And I loved to see that. This was the call for his 59th home run.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow! Number 59! Only Judge, Maris, and Babe Ruth have ever hit more in American League history!
That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad. And what's interesting is the text line, 503-864-6326, excuse me, I can't speak, along with the YouTube chat, a couple Yankee fans calling in on this, and I find it interesting that they are conceding.
There you go.
The MVP. They're kind of just like, you know what, have it.
Look,
and I can't, because it's hard to tell context, and I'm not trying to say Yankee fans are sour grapes, but it's almost like they're mad that Cal's getting the attention and Aaron Judge is not. But I think one of the biggest reasons why Cal is getting the attention and the Yankees are not is because of this.
Comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough. It's time to party like it's 2001. The Mariners are the 2025 American League West champions.
And I think there's a lot going on with Seattle winning the division. They've got momentum right now. And talking with Boss Man Cooley earlier, he feels great about his Yankees, but they're not carrying the same kind of jazz, pun intended, that I feel this Seattle team has. There's a lot of, like, moxie going on this team. They feel a little destiny driven for me. I'm not going to say they're going to the World Series.
I've seen that show before.
I understand, but this team is built differently than that 2001 team. And I don't care. The only people around from that 2001 team is the manager. Dan Wilson was the catcher in 2001, and he's the manager. This, you know, with how well Castillo pitched last night, you're looking at buys, you're looking at Wu getting healthy. This team's got real, real juice and real momentum going forward.
And it's
going
to make it hurt so much more when they fall on their face.
You know, why can't you just be positive towards some fan bases?
Look, I have genuine love for Mariners fans because you have been subjected to hell.
So jump on board, dude. The water's nice.
I want this for you guys. I think it's dope as hell. I have zero faith because it is something, you know, you've said this where you're like, I don't believe in the past and every team's different. I am the complete opposite side. When you've got something so infectious in your franchise, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Mariners, the Browns, when you've got it that's just buried in your DNA, you have to break it. Not have a chance to. You have to break it before I'll believe it.
I understand, but what I'll counter with on this side, and I totally forgot, Edgar Martinez is the hitting coach in Seattle, too. So there is two guys.
A little gar action.
I totally forgot that. And I've seen, like, Buehner in the booth and Cameron in the dugout. So, that's true. 2001 guys are hanging around. I mean, it's a great time to hang around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think when you get to this point and you are Chicago, LA is going through this a little bit. We'll get to playoffs here in a second. Like the Yankees, yeah, that's in your DNA, but you are, at this time of the year, you are expected to do it. And kind of like what I've been saying about this Penn State-Oregon game, and I know Brandon and I got into it a little bit about that, but it's like Seattle's playing with house money here, and you can kind of do whatever you want to do because there it's not 116 wins. It's just you won the division, most likely going to be the 2 seed, a good shot to get the 1 seed, but you have not been the dominant team all year. And nobody expects you to be a dominant team, just like to your point. I think this is a really fun team, and I would venture to argue that there's a lot of people in Major League Baseball that look around and see their team's not in it and are rooting for the Seattle Mariners.
I am. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm a Cardinals fan.
They're a fun team to root for.
I want them to do well. I love Julio. I think he's a hell of a player. I want that pitching staff to come to life. I love Cal Raleigh. Speaking of Cooley, you know, we were talking about the MVP. We don't have to go into it, but he's like, well, Judge is beating Cal in every stat. I'm like, yeah, at the plate.
Yeah.
Cal Raleigh is doing this. He's number one. He's the only catcher to ever hit 60 home runs.
A switch hitting catcher.
He has 49 as a catcher.
Just stop right here. He's the only catcher in baseball history to hit 60 bombs. Like, that's where the argument stops for me.
Well, and only switch hitter to do it, too, right?
But I don't love the narrative, though, that if you hit 60 home runs, that instantly gives you the MVP. I don't think that's the case here.
No.
But I think some people are like, if he gets to 60, then it's his. I don't think that's the case. I read this stat to you guys outside, but I'll share it with the audience now. These are the list of people who hit 60 home runs and how they fared in the MVP. In 27, Ruth hit 60. There was no MVP. 61, Maris hit 61, won the MVP. Judge in 22 won the MVP. Sosa hit 63 in 99, lost to Chipper Jones. That Braves team went to a World Series, I believe, in 1999. 2001, Sammy Sosa hit 64, lost to Barry Bonds. That 2001 Barry Bonds season might be the greatest season in the history of baseball. McGuire in 99 hit 65, lost to Chipper Jones. In 98, Sosa hits 66. He wins the MVP. Cubs go to the playoffs. McGuire hits 70 that year. He lost to Sosa because the Cardinals were bad. 73 for Bonds in 01 won him the MVP. So hitting more than 60 home runs does not guarantee you an MVP.
No.
But to your point, what he does behind the dish does factor.
And that's the part of this. You had 60 home runs as a catcher. The most difficult position to play physically. You were squatting all damn day. How many games did he catch this year? Was like 140?
I mean, more than most.
Yeah. So he's basically an everyday catcher who's also one of the best defensive catchers in baseball while also hitting 60 bombs, something no one in his position in 165 years of the game has ever done.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, you know, Judge has done this and, you know, only other guy who's done this is Bonds. And it's like, cool.
Just out of his mind.
Cool. This guy did something nobody has ever done in the history of the game.
I'd be curious to hear what Jeff Passan thinks about the MVP today. He had that cool tweet yesterday.
Yeah, the idea of like
if I had to vote for today, I'd vote for Judge and I'd feel terrible about it. Congratulations to the Seattle Mariners for taking the AL West for the first time since 2001. Get yourself ready. You still got something to play for. Dodgers come to town. Keep them down and give yourself what a playoff looks like. You know, run that rotation out there. I want to see Logan Gilbert and George Kirby against that Dodger lineup and see how you fare when it gets to the playoffs, because everything changes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.